Jesus tells his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Advent is about two different comings of Christ. The coming into the world, the incarnation, which we celebrate at Christmas, the Word became flesh, and is coming at the end of time, the second coming of the Messiah, which he's describing to his disciples. And there will be all these signs that we'll anticipate. But people, because of this, have looked for these signs and all of the different difficulties and situations that are happening in the world, including even right now. People see all these difficulties, the ongoing pandemic, wars and struggles and famines and all kinds of things that are going on, natural disasters. You think, oh, it must be now. These are the signs. And yet for 2,000 years, we know not the day nor the hour, as he tells us. Our great sign is the one who we will celebrate at Christmas and celebrate every day, because he is with us. God with us, Emmanuel. When we say, O come, Emmanuel, we mean this one who is with us. He is our sign, and he will return again. And Advent is meant to prepare us, not just simply to remember what occurred, but to prepare for what will be. The end of our individual lives and the end of time. And that we need to live with an urgency that goes along with that. We don't need extra signs. Sometimes people will take as a sign something that has occurred and therefore, okay, now I have the urgency to do this or that or the other thing. But why do we wait? Why aren't we living our lives with an urgency that says, I need to do for Christ because he is the one that I serve. I don't need any other signs. He is the one who is the king of my heart, and therefore I serve him. I don't wait until something else comes along. But that's difficult. We get caught up in our day-to-day life and all the things that are going on in our lives, and we miss what it is that we're called to do, how we're called to be every single day. Because that's difficult to do, to live with that kind of urgency. And so a sign comes. Or so we think. Really, those are coming all the time in all different ways. The Lord is speaking to us, is present to us, is a sign for us. And what does he point to? He points to the depth of relationship that we are called to have with him. He who is God. He shows us the pathway and is the pathway to salvation. He shows us how to live our lives on this side of life, just as he showed his disciples. He continues to show us, gives us signs and ways in which points out the way in which we are to live our lives as his disciples, as his followers. We don't need any other signs. He gives us all we need to point us in the direction that we need to go, eternal life with him. May the charity of Christ urge us on. The Catholic Apostolate Center has many resources for the Advent season. Just go to CatholicApostolateCenter.org. May God bless you. Our prayers are with you. Thank you.